Chapter 14.5 Predictions. Find Me by Tahereh Mafi. In this chapter, we wonder what will happen to Juliet, Warner, Kenji, and all the others in the upcoming novel Imagine Me. My name is Nesma. Turn the page.
Predictions.
Ooh, my favorite part.
Yeah. Okay, let me bring the notes I wrote.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you have way more predictions than I do. I only have one.
Okay, so I go first?
Yeah.
You only have one. Just say it. Maybe okay. It's one of the ones I have.
So, the one thing that will happen, like the at the end when
Emmeline sort of warps
sort of does that
reality
thing,
yeah.
We know that the whole thing was an illusion, mm-hmm. and that none of it was real, that the dystopia is fake,
mm-hmm.
and it was all just a plan for controlling people and saving the world. So what if, in the next novel, Emmeline removes that and makes people see the real world?
So now they would have more people on their side. People wouldn't be afraid anymore.
And the fact that Juliet was screaming is that it's so overwhelming. Maybe she's feeling what Emmeline is feeling.
Because they're connected in a way, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah,
yeah, they are.
So
she
it's
can
like,
talk in her
because
head.
Because
yeah.
it's like the whole entire world, you know?
Yeah.
It's like get so that in your head. Like, it's the whole entire world. Like,
wow.
Every continent has a layer of fake.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, it takes maybe like
lots of energy,
to do that, you know? And it's like, imagine it like a glitch in the system, you
yeah.
know? Like, you're having this, okay, so you can, like, you see something and then it's not real, but then that layer is removed and then you see the real thing. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen. Or maybe Emmeline is going to give the people a glimpse. Like, she's going to remove the layer just for like a couple minutes or so to make people see the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can only believe in what they see.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you tell them something and you don't show them the real thing, they won't believe you.
Yes.
So Emmeline is maybe trying
and
to
get
people.
And that's how the reestablishment got to get their faith in
yes.
them, you know, that they saw the world
they
around
the
them
dystopian.
Dying. Yeah.
Yes,
yes,
they see the dystopian world, so they
but
believe it.
But what if Juliet's last line, don't do this, Emmeline, was
yes.
it?
Yes, don't do this.
Is that she's giving up, she's dying. She's killing herself. So by her dying, the world would go to how it was.
Emmeline would kill herself?
Yeah.
She was suicidal, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she was very tired, I think.
Yeah.
Or ill.
No, I think maybe the last... Maybe... Oh, listen to this. What if by removing the layer, she's killing herself? Because it's such a strenuous thing to do. It'll take all her powers.
Like, she did it over years, but now it's all at once.
Now, if she removes it all at once, she'll kill herself in the process. So she's revealing the truth and
killing herself. So that's why Juliet was so upset.
Yes.
But there is... Tahereh Mafi shared, like, the first couple of pages of Imagine Me on Instagram. I didn't read them
neither
all.
Neither did I.
I didn't read them all, but I read, like, the first part or something of a page. And she was losing memory.
Juliet?
Yes.
No way.
She was forgetting things. Recent things.
What?
Something happened with her brain.
Oh my god!
So maybe what Emmeline did affected her as well.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And how... Let's go with this. How would this...
affect...
the whole thing? How... Now they have a new... Like, think of it. Aaron now has, like... A very big problem with his love. She's like missing events and like...
I know. They wanted to get married even.
Yeah. What if she wakes up and doesn't remember that they're married? Or what if it goes that way, you know?
Oh Okay, this is mind-blowing. Okay.
But definitely, I think in the next novel, they will go on a rescue mission for Adam and James.
Definitely.
This goes
without saying.
Yeah, that will go Ori. But what I would like is that they go at the beginning of the novel and not stretch it till the end. That they get this over with.
Yes.
Maybe have a face-off border at the beginning of the first third of the novel or something with Anderson and kill him for real this time. But that would mean that would only lead to that Anderson isn't the problem. There is something more, I wouldn't say evil, but like something.
He left a mark, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, he's not the disease, he's just a symptom.
I mean, he's not the real deal. There is someone behind him behind him that is much bigger than him, you know? So he's in the problem. So they would take care of him at the beginning because I hate him. I want him gone.
I mean, it does make sense because Anderson does seem like the kind of person who would follow rules and commands, you know?
But he's also cunning. But yeah, I see.
No, but I mean like
someone as used a leader, his cunnings, yeah.
As a leader? This is interesting. Yeah. Okay, what else do you have?
Okay, one of them will die.
What?
Yeah.
Juliet?
No.
Warner?
Kenji? No, maybe Adam or James.
Oh, okay.
They're already not important to you, but the effect they would have, like, imagine if James died. It would be awful for Kenji and Adam and Warner, you know?
By the way, I just had a thought process in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, if one of them had to die, I'd say Adam. Not James, because James is still young and he has a future ahead of him.
But Kenji keeps saying that. What if that's a jinx or something? Like, he keeps saying he has a bright future in front of him.
Don't say it like that, honey. No.
You know when authors
I know.
I'm beating the system. You know when readers tell authors that please don't hurt this character, and the author is like, oh, I forgot about them. Let's and cook something for them. What if we tell them to do something bad to James so they don't?
Hanin, the novel has already been written. It's too late.
Yeah, right. Okay, I would say that the fight won't be in just in America. They would It'll go all everywhere. Over the world again. Yeah. Like they were in Oceania, which was Australia.
Like a world war.
Yeah, they would be everywhere, basically. And,
oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, okay, we said everything.
You did? Yeah. Thank God. But I mean, you're the queen of predictions. You have
Am a... I?
Yeah.
Well, I have this intuition of how stories goes, and yeah. I hope that
I never think that far ahead because I never want to spoil it for myself, you know?
Yeah.
I never think of, ooh, what could happen? No,
but then you have the moment of, I was right.
No, I don't like that feeling.
Okay.
I like to be surprised, even though even though I know if I had thought about it very well, I could have figured it out myself. But I like to play dumb.
Yeah.
So the story becomes more like, oh, I would have never thought of this. Oh my God, she blew my mind. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, whatever happens in Imagine Me, I'm gonna be blown away. I'm gonna be happy that there's just one more novel to finish the series.
Yes.
Whatever happens to the characters, I think I'm not gonna be mad because it's like just something I wanna get over with, you know?
Like Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Like whoever comes out harmed or not harmed is like, okay, so that's how it's gonna go. Like, yeah. No hard feelings. Maybe there's gonna be, in the episode, maybe there's gonna be a bit of ranting and
yeah,
and screaming and shouting and everything. Because you know how we can get on this podcast. I mean, yeah. It depends on how long you've been listening to us.
We laugh a lot. There.
Yeah, we do. So,
okay, let's
wrap it up.
You want to, I was going to say. Let's no, not have it. Let's not have predictions. Let's have expectations.
Ooh, okay.
Like, what would we want?
What would we want to happen?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Now that you told me about the memory loss thing, I don't know what I want now.
You know, I want it to be hard for them to be together.
Yeah.
But be together, still, this thing keeps me reading, you know?
Mm.
And I want to be more of Kenji and Nazira. I want to see where this would
go. Where this would go, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And okay, if I think about it, like you said, I want the relationship between Warner and Juliet to be challenging,
mm-hmm.
but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
In like a healthy way. But I think the memory loss is going to get in the way of that.
Yeah.
But we're going to see how Warner will react to it. You know, it's like having a wife with amnesia. You know, like The Notebook. You know, is he going to be cute about it or is he going to be annoying about it? And then
there would be Kenji trying to deal with it as well. So there would be this competition, you know, of who's best for Juliet, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we already know it's Warner, but Kenji's also good for Juliet. I can't stop calling her Juliet. I'm sorry. For me, she will always remain Juliet and not Ella. Jello.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Jello. And you know what else was funny when he said the extensive coat collection? You know? Now I see how they're good together. I thought all she was getting was a sociopath with an extensive coat collection. Kenji is funny, even when he is sad and melancholy.
Be like Kenji.
Thank you for making it to the end of chapter 14.5. Next chapter will be about A Court of Frost and Starlight. Unfortunately, this will put an end to the A Court of Thorns and Roses series for now until the next books come out. But for next time, you will enjoy a spoiler chapter as well as a prediction / expectation chapter for the upcoming novels in the ACOTAR series. My name is Nesma. Mark the page for chapter 15.